Hachette Audio presents Bird Uncaged, an abolitionist freedom song. Written and read by Marlon Peterson. For the hurt people and the people who hurt people, sit down in this circle. Rumi, a community of the spirit. I don't believe in cages of any kind. Let me tell you why. Chapter 1, Hiding. Dear Marlo, the first thing you should know is that you are a beautiful, brilliant, bubbly black boy. Your big black lips were just the right size. No need to hide them by folding them inwards. No need to hide your presence. You were talkative, and that was okay. It was your way of sharing your light. No need to hide your voice by playing small. Your smile was contagious. No need to hide it by masking it with screw faces. Your ability to carry on big people conversations as an 8-year-old was a gift. No need to hide your maturity. It was one of the ways you learn about the world. Even if you did raise your parents' phone bill to over $1,000 by calling 1-900 numbers to play Jeopardy. You were a nerd. No need to hide your intelligence. You should know that your 1980s Crown Heights, Brooklyn neighborhood needed young black boys like you to shine and inspire. Too many of you hid in cages of your own creation, but mostly in cages created for you. Often the two were indistinguishable. My mother, Elsa, is a hard-working woman who loves her children. She was once a little black girl in Trinidad who grew up in the 1940s and 1950s. She lived during a time when tightly coiled hair on a girl was considered nigger naps, something to be ashamed of and hide away. So my mom hid her hair under berets to avoid feeling that she was ugly because of her hair. My mom also witnessed both her biological father and her stepfather plagued by alcoholism, and her mom get beat regularly by the latter. She told me and my pops about the abuse a handful of years ago. She kept that information hidden for over 60 years from two of the closest men in her life. Despite that part of her childhood, mommy was a gem of her mother's eyes and spoiled. Daddy, also known as Jago, but whose government name is Michael, was a Saga boy, barber, and pan man. Saga boy is
sample complete. Ready to continue?